Mike Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous and wonderful name which is above every name, and before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. I'm delighted that you've joined us again for a few moments of Bible study as we're considering the victory that is ours through the glorious salvation that is given to us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in Romans chapter 6, beloved. And we're considering and thinking about the Word of God and what it tells us here in Romans 5:21, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, beloved, death in our spirit is unknown. We're alive unto God in our spirit. We've already died to sin, and we've become alive through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so verse 2 of Romans 6 says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? In our spirit, beloved, remember man is a triune being. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that we are a triune being made in the likeness and image of God, and he speaks of our whole spirit and soul and body being preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are righteous through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are a triune being, and the Holy Spirit indwells our spirit. He lives in us, and through the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are pure and clean and holy. So 1 Thessalonians 5:23, remember. Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So he created man as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And it's in our spirit that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell. Remember John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So the Holy Spirit indwells our spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God? And you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. We're God's property. We belong to him. And the Holy Spirit now indwells our spirit, has made us pure and clean, has justified us in the sight of God, and thus God looks on the Spirit, not on the outward appearance, we're told in 1 Samuel. And so, beloved, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're not going to be. We already are in our spirit, which is where we get our identification. We, as children of God, are indeed born into the family of God. We are new creation. We are righteous, justified, and holy in our spirit. But in our flesh is indwelling sin. And there's no good thing in our flesh, beloved. In this old body, there's no good thing. And this is what the Word of God makes very clear here in Romans chapter 7. It makes it very clear. That's why Paul says that in my flesh there dwelleth no good thing. Romans chapter 7, verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Because in my flesh, verse 17, Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And the word me is the flesh, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So, beloved, we see here in our flesh, Romans 7:18, in our flesh dwelleth no good thing, but in our spirit dwells God's Holy Spirit, and that's where we're justified and declared righteous in the sight of God. And so that's why Paul tells us here in Romans 6:11-13, reckon, count yourself to be dead unto sin. Reckon this fact. It's a fact, beloved. In our spirit, we're dead to sin, but we're alive unto God in our spirit. Now, in our flesh dwells no good thing. That's why this body has to die, because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. That's why this body has to die, and God's going to give us a glorified body, a body that has none of the weakness, the deficiency, and the sin of this physical body. He's going to give us a glorified body, 1 Corinthians 15. This mortal will put on immortality, beloved. We'll have none of the sin, none of the weakness, none of the waste, none of the things, none of the corruption. This corruptible will put on incorruption. There'll be no corruption in that glorified body, beloved. Oh, glory. I tell you, what is in store for us is wonderful. Oh, I get so excited, beloved, as I think about what is ahead for we who know Jesus as our Savior and the glorious future that God has planned for us. So now, while we're in this old flesh with indwelling sin, bring it into subjection to the obedience of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not yield to its inclination to sin and to lust, to impurity, and to carnality. Let not sin reign in your mortal body. Verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. It's up to you, beloved. It's up to me. God's given us a will with which we can make choices and decisions, and we can say, I will not allow sin to reign in my mortal body. I will not let my mind dwell on impure thoughts. I will not think evil of someone else, but I'm going to operate in the love of God, love which thinketh no evil, love which is godly, pure, holy, and righteous. O beloved, let the love of Christ rule in your mind and in your heart, and do not allow sin to have control and to have dominion. You see, beloved, it's up to us. Through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we can say no to sin. And remember what love does, God's agape love. It suffers long, it is kind, it envieth not, it vaunteth not itself, it's not proudful, it is not puffed up, it doth not behave itself in an unseemly way, it's not ill-mannered, beloved, it doesn't seek its own, it's not selfish and self-centered. Oh, how I pray that God's love will permeate my being, that I will die to self and sin. And I choose to, through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, to say no to sin, no to selfishness, no to lust, no to carnality, and yes to Jesus Christ. I will obey obey you, Lord. I will walk in the light. I will walk in truth. I will walk in the Spirit. I will yield to the Holy Spirit. I will allow Him to possess this body and to use this body to glorify Jesus Christ, to exalt and magnify and lift Him up. And so, beloved, love doth not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own, is not selfish. Love is not easily provoked. I'll not have a short fuse on my temper. I'll not lose my temper and blow up and explode. I'm going to turn that hostility and anger over to Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, cool down that temper. Remove that anger. Draw out that evil. Pull it aside and put it down, and you, Lord Jesus, rule and reign in my spirit and in my body. And seeketh sin, love seeketh not her own, love is not easily provoked, love thinketh no evil, love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, finds its pleasure and delight in righteousness. Love bears all things. Oh, it bears up under all kinds of situations and circumstances, even facing death. Love believeth all things. That is, that which is righteous and pure and holy, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Oh, that endurance, that perseverance. Love doesn't give up. Love doesn't quit. Love continues on. Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, love never fails. Oh, beloved, that's God's agape love, and that's the love that's spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We're told this here in the book of Romans, chapter 5. He says, let not sin reign in your mortal body. Therefore, verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Oh yes, beloved, walk in love today. Till next time, goodbye.